We are holding in the middle of the Hirotzayin that we say after the Birchas HaShachar, or we could call it during the Birchas HaShachar. So we've got up to V'loy Lidei Nesoyin and V'loy Lidei V'zoyin. We ask Hashem not to bring us not to the hands of a test or to the hands of Bizoyin, which is scorn. That we shouldn't be degraded. So, we're asking Hashem, let's talk about later the Nisoyin first. We're asking Hashem not to bring us to a Nisoyin. And it could be, I brought this up already last week, that how do we ask Hashem not to bring us to a Nisoyin if our entire purpose in this world is to have Nisoyinus? Hashem sent us down to this world that we should have Nisoyinus, we should be tested, and that we should overcome our tests. To come into this world and not have Nisoyinus would be a futile experience. What would the purpose be to come to this world without Nisoyinus? So how can we ask Hashem not to bring us the day Nisoyin? Now, last week, I explained that we don't say Al Tivienu Lidei Nisoyin, Al Tivienu Lidei Vizoyin. It's not what we're saying. We say Al Tivienu Loi Lidei Nisoyin, V'Loi Lidei Vizoyin. Don't bring us not to a Nisoyin, or not to a Vizoyin. What that means is exactly the opposite. We tend to get very depressed when we find ourselves tested, when we find ourselves in situations that we thought we were above them. We thought that we wouldn't be tested by things like this. We thought we wouldn't be angered by things like this. We thought we wouldn't be drawn to things as lowly as this. And then we find ourselves in situations and we find ourselves tested. And we are so degraded in our own eyes that we are drawn to things like this, or that we're angered by things that seem as silly as this, that we come to the conclusion that we must not be good people. I must not be a good person. And that is the way of the Yetzer Hara gets us into just falling into his pit and just following our desires. If you're the type of person that you're drawn to such lowly things, you might as well just go and do it. That is what our Yetzer Hara tells us. But that's absolutely not true. The Rabbeinu Shlalom brings us to situations of Nisoyin in order that we should overcome them. So we ask, Al Tivienu, do not bring me loyli de Nisoyin. Don't bring me to a mindset or an attitude that I should not be brought to an assignment. That itself is what we're asking for. Don't bring us to that attitude that I shouldn't be brought to the Danisoyan, because being brought to the Danisoyan is considered being brought to the Debezoyan. Is the fact that I have an assignment, that itself is degrading to me. That's not true. Every human being is brought to this world for an assignment, and it is not a Bezoyan to have an assignment. That's what we're asking for. People think it's a bezoyin to have an assayin. Al tivieni loy l'day nesayin v'loy l'day bezoyin. Don't bring me to that mindset that I should think that it's a bezoyin to have an assayin. The Rekeach says that what we're asking for when we say Al Tivienu Loyli Dei Bezoyin, that Hashem should not bring us to a degrading situation. What we're asking for is the Balan Itzarach Lebrius. That's what the Rekeach says. We're asking Hashem that we shouldn't have to come out to other people. It's very degrading when we have to come out to others. And that's what Loyli de Bizayan is we're asking Hashem that Hashem should not bring us to have to come out to others. According to this, we can say that, of course, we're brought down to this world for nisyonis. We're brought down to this world to have nisyonis. But we're asking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that that nisyon we don't want. Al tivyeinu lo'ed nisyon lo'ed bizayon. Don't bring us to the nisyon of having to come out to other people. That is, it's a very difficult nisyon, and that is the nisyon we're asking Hashem to spare us. That we find that there is ground for such a request. We find in the Gemara in Brachos that Rabbi Yochanan went to visit Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was very sick, and Rabbi Yochanan was a person that favored Yisurim. He favored affliction. He would carry around a bone. The Gemara says he would carry around a bone. It was the bone of his 10th child that died in his lifetime. 10 of his children died in his lifetime. He would carry around a bone to comfort others. Whenever someone would be nifter, he would go, he would comfort other people. He said, you should just know that, Rebekah would say that he had such tzaras. And he just carrying around that bone would show people that one can go through such affliction, even someone as great as Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan favored Yisurim. He held that it brings a person closer to Hashem. It brings a person to Chai Olam Haba. Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Yochanan went to visit Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was very sick. And Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Lazar, Chaviven Alecha Yisurim, do you appreciate the Yisurim that you're having? So Rabbi Lazar said, Lehenu Leischaran. No, not the Yisurim. I Michael, all the schar I would get for them too. So it says that Rabbi Yochanan gave him his hand, and he lifted him, and his Yisurim went away. But Rabbi Yochanan himself says on the pasuk Krum Zulus Levnei Adam that it's talking about a person that has to come out to other people, and Rabbi Yochanan says that's one type of nisayon that he wouldn't have. We're talking about Rabbi Yochanan, who had such tremendous nisayonis of 10 children dying in his lifetime. Coming out to other people is something Rabbi Yochanan himself said is something he would not want for himself. So according to the Rekeach, we're asking, Al tivyeinu lo yodei nisayon v'lo yodei bizayon. Don't bring us to that nisayon of bizayon. Don't bring us a nisayon of being degraded. I think we could say another kavana, another understanding in Al tivyeinu lo yodei nisayon v'lo yodei bizayon. Now, it might seem to contradict the pshat I said before, but it does not. I'll explain. The Bali Musar, Rav Dessler, and all the Bali Musar talk about a concept called Nekudas Abachira. Nekudas Abachira means that there's a point that a person has a person has a choice. Meaning, everybody has nisyonis, right? Everybody has nisyonis in different areas, though. Right? When I walk past McDonald's, I have no nisyon to walk in. I just don't. That is not where my nisyonis are. It's very possible that a recent Baal Tshuva, right, was used to going to McDonald's all the time, and now he did Tshuva and he doesn't. Could be that person still has a nisayon every time they walk past McDonald's. Well, that's just an example, right? The same would apply to Chil Shabbos, for example. Right? Chil Shabbos it depends what type of Chil Shabbos. I don't have a nisayon to go and get into a car on Shabbos and drive. Right? Do I have a nisayon when I have a loose skin on my lip to bite it off? Yeah, that's my nekudas avachira. Right? So everybody's Nekudas HaBechira is in a different area. Most people have a Nekudas HaBechira when it comes to talking Lashon Hara. Some people have raised their bar so high that when it comes to Lashon Hara, they don't have Bechira either. Meaning it's something that is, they have gotten over already. But every person will have a place where their Nisayan is and a place where they no longer have a Nisayan because they've overcome that already. Or it's just something that never appealed to them. Now, the avodah of a yid is to constantly raise the bar, constantly raise their nekudas habechira, so that areas that they had nesyonis in until now should no longer be an assignment for them. If a yid is not careful, and if a yid gives into their desires, what's going to happen is their nekudas habechira is going to fall. And areas that they didn't have an assignment in until now, now will be where they're an assignment. Now they're going to have an assignment in that area. The Ramban says this on the Pasuk, Masfois Haroves Atzmeya, in Parshas Nitzavim, Masfois Haroves Atzmeya, the Ramban says that is a person who adds, Rava means satiated, Tzmeya means thirsty. There are things that a person is thirsty for, a person has tivus for. Then there are things that a person is satiated, a person doesn't have a tithe for it. If a person gives in, says the Ramban, if a person gives in to the things that they have a tithe for, if a person doesn't exercise restraint in those areas, what's going to happen is that the person is going to develop, he's going to get tired of those tithes because he's giving into it all the time. He's going to develop a tithe for things he never had a tithe before until now. So there are times when a person will have an assignment that they never dreamed. If a person lets themselves fall, they'll have an assignment in an area that they never had before. If their person's nekudas habechira drops, their area of Bechira drops, they're going to have a Nisayan that will be a terrible Bezayan to them. I should have a Nisayan in an area so low? And that's what we're asking Hashem. Of course, I know I need to have Nisayanis. But Al Tibiyeni Lidei Nisayan, Al Tibiyeni Lidei Bezayan. Don't bring me to a Nisayan that is going to be a Bezayan for me. Meaning, we're asking Hashem for assistance. That we should be able to continue raising our Nekudas HaBechira, that our Nisyonis should be in loftier areas instead of being in areas of Bezayin. Now, as I said before, if a person does have a Nisyon in a Bezayin de Gemaziv, that's not a reason why the person should give into their Nisyon. It's a Nisyon, and if a person is in a Nisyon, the person needs to overcome that Nisyon. And that will help the person raise their level of Bechira. If a person keeps on giving in, it's going to keep on dropping. So, Al Tibiyeni Lidei Nisayon, Al Tibiyeni Lidei Bezayon. Don't bring me to a Nisayon that is a Bezayon, a Nisayon that is degrading to me. Another answer on this kasha of how we could ask Hashem not to bring us to an Nisayon is the Mefarshim say there are Nisayonis Achayim. There are tests of life. Meaning when a person is there's Nisayon Ha'ayni, there's Nisayon Ha'ayshar. Meaning there's a Nisayon of a person is poor. There's Nisayon is a person that has questions on Hashem. It's very difficult. It causes tension. It tests the person's anger. There's Nisayon Ha'oysher, which as far as I'll say, it's a more difficult Nisayon than Nisayon Ha'oyni, right? The Nisayon of wealth. It brings gaiva. It brings A person can be cruel. A person can be not given up tzedakah. There's so many different nesiyonos, right? These are life nesiyonos. There's nesiyon of sickness. There's nesiyon of shalom bayis. There's nesiyonos of raising children. These are all nesiyonos of life. But then there are nesiyonos of averis, where we're faced with doing an avera or not doing an avera. These are not nisyonis achayim per se. These are not nisyonis of life. When we say that a person comes to this world to face nisyonis, we're talking about nisyonis achayim. We're talking about nisyonis of life. But when it comes to nisyonis of averas, that we need to ask Hashem for protection. We need to ask Hashem, protect us from having nisyonis of averas. Don't allow us to be in places where we will be tested whether to do an aver or not. We find in the Gemara says that David HaMelech had this terrible story with Bathsheba. It's considered for David HaMelech was considered a chet because he asked Hashem to test him. He said, "B'chaneni Hashem el aseini." He asked Hashem to test him. No human being is strong enough to withstand a test of the Yetzirah. We spoke about this last week. If Hashem doesn't assist a person, there's no way a person can overcome the Yetzirah of Averis. So yes, a person who comes down to this world for Nisyonis, but not we're not here to have Nisyonis of Averis. We're here for the Nisyonis of Chaim, for the Nisyonis of life. And for the nisyonis of averus, we need to ask Hashem to protect us from them. Then we ask Hashem, "Val yishloit banu yetzer hara." We ask Hashem that the Yetzer Hara should not rule over us. Now, also, last week we spoke about that really what the Yetzer Hara wants much more than the Avera that we do is that once we do the Avera, we feel that we're in his rule, and then now, you know, forget it. I'm done. I've might as well despair and just give up, because I did the avera, and now he's got the hold on me. So we ask, even if I do the avera, I've already asked Hashem. And I already asked Hashem, don't allow me to do a chet, don't allow me to do an avera. And now we're asking Hashem, and Hashem, even if I do an avera, I ask you, al yishleit banu yetzer hara, don't allow the yetzer hara to rule over me. If I do the avera, I should be able to get up, wipe myself off, and go on. And continue to do mitzvahs, and continue to overcome my Yetzer Hara. Don't allow me to become subservient to the Yetzer Hara. Al yishleit banu Yetzer Hara. Now, all the Meforshei HaTfilah have difficulty that there seems to be a redundant tefillah here. Here we say, "Val yishleit banu yetzer hara." We ask Hashem that the yetzer hara should not rule over us. And a couple of words later, we're going to ask Hashem, "V'choyves yitzreinu lishtabed lach." Subjugate our yetzer hara. Compel our Yetzer Hara to be subservient to you. So aren't we asking for the same thing? Al yishleit banu Yetzer Hara. We're asking, do not, that the Yetzer Hara should not rule over us. Then we're asking and compel our Yetzer Hara to be subservient to you. Seems to be the same thing. And v'chlal, we need to understand, what does it mean, v'chayfes yitzrein l'shtabedlach? Compel our Yetzirah to be subservient to. Oh, isn't, wouldn't that be like counterproductive? The Yetzirah is supposed not supposed to be subservient to Hashem. The Yetzirah is supposed to be seducing us to do Averis. That's his purpose. So we're telling Hashem, you know what, Hashem, just forget about that. Forget about what the Yetzirah is really made for. Compel the Yetzirah to do your will. So the Sefer Siach Yitzchak on Tefillah, he explains, he shed a lot of light onto many, many different areas with this explanation. He says that every person has two types of Yetzirah. There is a Yetzirah that we're all familiar with. That's the Malach. The Malach that Hashem appointed to seduce us to do Averis. That's the one that the Gemara says, Hu Yetzirah, Hu Asatan, Hu Malach HaMavis. It's the same guy. The Yetzirah, Asatan, the Malach HaMavis. It's a Malach. A Malach that puts into our mind to do Averis. Sometimes he dresses up Averis to look like mitzvahs that we see. That's the Yetzirah. Besides that, There are the natural instincts of a person, which is called a person's inclination. A person has a natural inclination by the fact that we're made up of a physical body. We have an inclination to do things that might be inappropriate. People are inclined to anger. There are people that are inclined to taiva. There are people that are inclined to gaiva. These are things that we're inclined to. You don't need a malach to tell us to do these things. We're just, it's the makeup of our physical body is that we are inclined to do things that are animalistic. When it says that la'osid lavoi, when Mashiach comes, is no longer going to be a Yetzirah. It says in the Gemara, Mesach Tesukah, that Hashem is going to shech the Yetzirah. All that means is that Malach is no longer going to exist. But our inclination is still going to be there. The Ramban says that if a person doesn't work on themselves to transform their inclination to the good, they're going to have the same rotten self later on too, after Mashiach comes. That's not going to get any better. So he says that the first thing we're asking for is Al Yishloit Banu Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara, the Malach, the Yetzer Hara shouldn't rule over us. That's the first thing we're asking for. And then we ask, V'chayves yitzreinu l'shtabedlach. We don't ask v'chayves ayetzahara l'shtabedlach. V'chayves yitzreinu, compel our inclination to be subservient to you. We're not talking about the malach. The malach is not supposed to be subservient to Hashem. Or maybe he is subservient because he's doing what he's supposed to do. But that's not what we're asking for. We're asking Hashem to help us subjugate our inclination to Hashem. With this, we now understand a famous kasha everybody asks in the beginning of creation. We all know that when did the Yetzirah enter Adam HaRishon? Only after the Chet of the Yetzirah. And everybody asks, what is the purpose of creation? The whole purpose of creation is that we should have a bechira between tov and ra, and that we should choose tov over ra. That was the whole purpose of creating man on earth. If we weren't supposed to have a yetzara, meaning Adam wasn't supposed to eat from the yetzadas, what is the purpose of creation? The answer is there was not that malach yetzara wasn't supposed to exist, but every person was going to have their own inclination. And obviously, the Ultimate Edition had that inclination because he ate from the Yetz Hadas before he had a Yetz Hara. And this is what Chazal are referring to when Chazal say, Yahavtos Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha, you shall love Hashem with all of your heart. It doesn't say b'chol libcha, it says b'chol levavcha. Chazal darshin b'shnei yitzarecha. You should serve Hashem with both of your yitzarim. What does that mean? It's not that we should serve Hashem with the malach. It means that every person has good inclinations and bad inclinations. We have the ability, every person has the ability to transform those bad inclinations into good ones. That passion that we have to do bad things, the gaiva that we have, all the different midas, the different character traits that are associated with that bad inclination can be transformed to good, can be used for good. And we have a mitzvah. We are Havtos Hashem Aleichacha v'chol levavcha. Love Hashem with both of your yitzarim, with your good inclination and your bad inclination. We're not talking about the malach liyetzatoiv or the malach liyetzar that we're talking about. We're talking about just the good and the bad inclinations of mankind. Every person has different inclinations, and those need to be transformed. So according to this, the Yiratzen flows very well. We say, "Val yishleid manu yetzahara." Hashem, don't allow the yetzahara, the malach, to rule over us, the bad malach. "V'harchikenu me'odam ra u'mechavara." Distance us from a bad man, from a bad person, and from a bad friend. So, what a double expression. Man, connect us to the Yetzer HaToiv and to good deeds. And compel our Yetzer, our inclination, to be subservient to you. So now, according to this, we can say that there are two types of Yetzer Hara. Right? There is the Adam Ra, there is the bad person. Right, the bad person, the bad inclination that a person that we have by nature is called the Adam Ra, the bad person. And then there is this Malach, right, that wants to be our good friend, that wants to be our bad friend. So we're asking Hashem to save us, may Adam Ra, save us from our bad person, from our own bad person, save us from that. And don't allow us to befriend this bad malach. Instead, connect us to the yetzer atoiv, to the malach, that's a good malach, and to good deeds that come to us by nature. That's where you should connect us. So we're constantly referring to these two types. We have the malach and the nature, the good malach, the good nature, the bad malach, the bad nature. And we ask Hashem to distance us from the bad person and the bad friend, which is that malach, and to connect us to the good person, to the good malach, and to the good deeds which come to us by nature. Very interesting that Svasama says in Parshas Vayakel, Svasama says that the strongest power, the strongest koyach that a person has is their koyach haratzon, their willpower, strongest power that a person has. How does a person find out what their willpower is? When it comes to an avera. When a person has a desire to do an avera, by nature, right, we have since we are human beings, we're made up of an animalistic soul, as we could call it. So we have those strong passions. When we have a rotzen to do that avera, that's when we find out how strong of a passion we have. If we would never, let's say, be confronted by an avera, we might never know what kind of rotzen we have. He says, Svasana says, this is why Chazal tell us, that in a place where Bali Tshuva stand, the greatest tzaddikim can't stand. Why? He says, because Bali Tshuva has done averus in their past. They know how strong a virotzen they have. They know that when they want something, they can break through all the barriers in the world to get it. Because they've done the Aveira, they've been there and they've done that. And now when they're doing tshuva, they can now use that same passion for doing mitzvahs. They know that they own that type of rotzen, that it's within their ability. A tzaddik gomer, somebody who's never did an Aveira before, doesn't even know that they possess that type of rotzen. So it's very possible that they'll go through their entire life without knowing that they possess the rotzen that can get them to tremendous heights. So when Mokim Shabbat Yitshuva Imdim, a place that Bali Yitshuva can reach with their rotzen, ain't tzaddikim wouldn't chal lamed, tzaddikim can't reach there. And the only way a person can do this is v'choyves yitzreinu lishtavad lach. If we take our yetzer, we take our inclination, we take all of those koiches that we use for the bad, and lishtavad lach, and we use it for avodas Hashem. I once said, according to this Svasemis, we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eretz Yisrael gevoya mekol ha'aretz. Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. There's a medrash in Parshas Bereishis. The medrash says that the word aretz shares the same root as the word rotzain. Aretz and rotzain means a will, a desire. So Chazal tell us, Eretz Yisrael Gevoya. The Ratzin of a Yid can be very, very high. But where will he know this for? Where will he know this from? Mikol HaRatzais. He'll know it from all of the other Ratzinus. From all the other Ratzinus that he has, which are not for Kedusha, that's how he knows where he can take his Ratzon, his Ratzon of the Yisrael, his Yisrael de Geratzon, his Eretz Yisrael is Gevoya specifically Mikol HaRatzon. So according to this, we can now understand the conversation that the Rebbeinu Shlomo had with Avraham Avinu at the Bris Mein Absarim. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, I'm going to give you and your descendants Eretz Yisrael. So now, according to what we're saying, we're not talking about the physical land Yisrael. What the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you and your descendants, I'm going to give you a Ratzon that is going to be so tremendous. You're going to be able to break through barriers and to reach levels with that Ratzon that no one else will be able to reach. Now, Avraham Avinu says, Mama Eda, how am I going to know that I possess that Ratzon? Mama Eda, how do I know this? And Hashem tells me, Yodoya Teda, I'll tell you how you're going to know. Giger Yezaracha Be'eretz Lailahem, because your descendants are going to be strangers in Ratzonis that are not theirs. In desires that are not theirs, desires that don't that they shouldn't have. They're going to be strangers there. In every single Ratzon they're going to have. Mem Teshari Tuma. But afterwards, when they come out of it, and they turn it around, Yetzu Rechush Gadol, they're going to come out with such a treasure of Ratzon, of something that Stamazoi, they would never know that they would have possessed it. But now they know that they possess these Ratzonis that can get them to places that otherwise they would never have known. And for that you need, forget the Yetzirah of the Malach. We're talking about ourselves. The Yetzirenu, these Yetzirah that we have, these inclinations, these passions that we have. That we usually use for nonsense. Help us subjugate it to serve the Rabbi Nishalayla. The Shlach Kodesh says, he asks, after we've asked already Al Tivian of the Dechait, we've already asked Hashem not to bring us to any Chait or an Aveir or an Oven or an Asoyan. So why do we have to ask Al Yishle Banu Yetzahara? We're taken care of already. He's not going to bring us anymore, not to Chait, not Aveir, not Asoyan, not Bezoyan. What do we have to ask Al Yishle Banu Yetzahara? So the Shlach Kodesh says, no. Kol HaGodol Mechaveiroi, the Gemara says, Yitzray Godol Mimenai. The greater a person is, the greater our Yitzhar is. So once Hashem saves us from an Aveira, from an oven, and an Asayin, and an Avazayin, now we have a greater Yitzhar. I've told many people, have tainus on me when I talk about the necessity of putting filters on any type of internet connection that we have. So people say, people don't have any self-control. What's wrong with people nowadays? Mamish, no self-control. And some people even tell me, I don't have a filter. I've never gone to any inappropriate site. Huh? Okay, so you say Shekem Mukhlet because
impossible that nobody's went on the internet for 5 years and never accidentally ended up on a site that they shouldn't be. Impossible.
Okay. Okay, fine. Accidentally, you should go right off. But
yeah, filthy wouldn't have that problem.
Right, so let me tell you. So I said, Marshall, right? Let's say the President of the United States. He comes to visit any city, right? There's guards all over the place. All over the place. The president can't walk by himself in the street. Right? Now, I can walk myself in the street without any guards. Now, he's a whip. I can walk myself in the street. He's a scaredy cat. He's a whip. Why can't he walk by himself in the street? The point is that those guys aren't interested in me. The guys that want to get him they're not interested in getting me. Because he's gadol, because he's so great, that's why the forces of evil, if you want to call it, right? Or there are forces that want to destroy him. And that's the way it works with a yid also. The greater a person is, the more the forces of evil want to destroy that person. And if a person is able to be on the internet and not to have an assayin, the person should be very concerned. It's not that I'm a wimp and he's not. Pshat is, they're trying to get me and they're not trying to get him for some reason. So after we ask, we have to ask Al Yishlat Bani Yetzara. After I'm so great, we need to ask that the Yetzara shouldn't be shot. That's what the Shlach HaKadosh says. And this gives us another appreciation for Nesiyonos. The fact that a person has an Nesiyon means that they mean something to the powers of evil. The Yetzahara wants to trap you. That means that you have value. If you wouldn't have value, the Yetzahara wouldn't need you. The fact that we have an Nesiyon shows us that we're a gadol, that the Rabbanu Shalom wants us, the Rabbanu Shalom is actually sending us Nesiyon because the Rabbanu Shalom wants to test us. And the Eishes HaHelfim that we should have B'siyata D'shmaya, the koyach to withstand a Yetzahara and to transform a Yetzahara to serve Hashem b'chol levavecha. Amen.